This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back. We are at the top of the hour. You are listening to Food for Thought 107.7. You can also stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. It is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And Tracy and I just had the biggest treat ever. We have been eating all of this absolutely delicious chocolate. It almost seems, like I said, I'm not going to look at chocolate the same anymore. I mean, it's just very, very different. Very, very good. Just amazing. And up next is we are going to do our segment. We have my son Tyler and his girlfriend, Allie Nault, Miss America's Outstanding Teen. Welcome back to Food for Thought, you guys.
Hey, Mom, how are you?
Thanks. Good. Thanks for having us.
Very good. I was just telling the listeners, Tracy, that
I had to go feed my meter. Sorry.
That's all right. You know how much of a treat we just had, you know, with that chocolate from Rich. Just absolutely amazing. Really amazing. And that's all I can say.
And I'm just going to say, nobody go there until I get there and buy my banana ones. Maple ones. They're mine. Just kidding. Go try them out.
Yummy. So what is happening, the two of you? What have you been up to? I know you were very busy this weekend at the NASCAR. And actually, Bob is back at the station. And
oh, J-Dog is.
Oh, it's J-Dog. You were there, J-Dog? Good.
I was there.
Oh, nice. So J-Dog saw you on Saturday.
Oh, very cool.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday. Sorry.
Yeah, I was actually there both days. I was volunteering on Saturday. So actually, Tyler and I went there. We woke up at like 4:30, and then we were there for 6 a.m. We were there until like 6 o'clock. So we had a very long day on Saturday, and then I ended up just going back on Sunday and did a whole bunch of like appearances, met Brett Eldridge, which was really cool, really nice guy, met all the racers.
Did you
and
meet
shook
a baseball guy too?
Yes, Kurt Schilling.
Kurt,
who,
I love him.
I had no idea who that was, and my mom was there, and she was shaking and was so excited, and I'm like, who
awesome.
Is this guy? But after looking it up online, I realized why she was so excited, because he was the big hero. So it was really cool
really
to meet
nice.
Him.
Yeah, that
was
very cool.
Yeah.
Oh, good. So what did you guys do on Saturday volunteering over there? What was your volunteer duty?
We got to check bags.
Check back. Oh, yeah, when people come in.
You could just imagine what we saw.
We were New Hampshire Motor Speedway bag checkers.
All right, so
official ones.
Give us an example of like the craziest thing you saw.
You know, we didn't even see anything crazy. It was more fun messing with the people. Like,
they asked the wrong person to do that, right?
You get an older couple and
Jesse.
Yeah, he works for us.
Oh, again?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll talk about it. Sorry.
It was just more fun messing with them, being like an older couple. They're all excited to go in, and they're like, oh, gotta get our bags checked. And you can't have that in here. And they're like, oh no, what did I freak out? And just kidding, get over there. They're like, okay, you're all set. Please put your hands up. We gotta wand you down.
Come on. Oh, yeah. I can
he
just
had way
Tyler
too much fun
that.
With that, I can tell.
It was a blast.
What I thought was funny was that a guy pre-made a whole bunch of sandwiches, but he had olives in a separate jar container. And you couldn't bring in glass. So he started freaking out.
He couldn't bring it in.
And he's like, just hold the olives here. Don't throw them away. Please don't throw them away. And I'm like, okay. So I'm like holding them, waiting. And then he comes back with a Ziploc bag to retrieve his olives.
That's awesome.
And I was just like, oh, what are these olives? Why are they so great? I want to try them. Like,
right. Yeah, good point. What was
funny.
In those
yeah,
olives?
Yeah, no kidding.
Please don't throw those olives away. There's a reason for that.
Potato chips with their salsa in glass containers. They didn't realize it. And they were all drinking Dunkin' Donuts iced coffees. They were like, oh, there goes our coffee.
So they dumped it and put their stuff in there?
Now, see, according to the commercial, that Dunkin' Donuts coffee is good enough to miss a flight for. So have you heard that commercial?
No. Apparently not
it's
good enough
almost
for their salsa
ridiculous.
For NASCAR.
Well,
it's
it is National
ridiculous.
Coffee Day. You did know
yes.
that, right?
Yes, we did.
Yeah, but I had 2 cups today.
The
so.
Commercial says that she couldn't take her coffee through the... You know, check out or check through, and she missed her flight for it. I'm thinking
perfect.
That's a bit ridiculous. So
that's awesome. Terrible.
Yeah. So where'd you guys go?
Okay, so
we're going to talk about restaurant that you went to, right?
Little lovebirds over there.
I know. So I actually have to say something funny. So I didn't see Daryl was in the studio.
Daryl is in the studio. He brought.
I saw he was in, but I thought he left. So I look over at Carol, and she starts patting what looks to be a dog. No, I didn't know he was there. So I thought she was patting a dog on the head, and it was Daryl.
He's preparing my foe for me.
What a nice guy.
I know.
Bye, Daryl.
He's the best.
Okay, so where did you guys go?
So Allie, for the past couple months, she's been, oh, we got to try out this place. But it's in a church. It's called Holy Grail.
I've heard of that. We were just talking about that.
Yeah, they have a new location in Lincolnia. And, you know, I think it's weird.
Never been to the one in Epping?
No, never.
Oh.
And I guess I'm one of those people that I think it's weird eating where...
In a church.
Yeah, where church things in church happened and everything. But I finally, one night we were in Guilford and we were like, okay, where are we going to eat? So we chose Holy Grail.
Yeah, I love their shepherd's pie there. That's what I always get when I go to the one in Epping. So I thought, hey.
So you had been to the Holy Grail.
I had been many times. Yeah. That's our meeting spot whenever we meet family who's from the coast.
Okay.
In Epping. So when they opened in Laconia, I was excited and I hadn't been there yet. So we went there.
Now, is it the same menu as in Epping?
Yes, it appears to be the same menu.
Does it kind of look the same?
Totally different.
It must be totally different because if you take it's a church, right? That they convert into a restaurant. So I'm sure all churches look totally different. So it's a lot different vibe.
True.
Well,
really
still has a church vibe. it's just a different church vibe, I guess you could say.
I don't know if the one in Epping too, like I noticed the tables, like the booths, they were old pews and stuff too, which was really cool.
I think it's like that in Epping too.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then where the altar
the booze is.
Oh, no way.
No.
Yeah.
That's in the middle.
It is really?
That's where the bar is.
I know why you're saying it's kind of weird.
It's just
that would be weird for me.
Where the crucifix was and everything is where all the drafts are. Yeah, the drafts are. Like, you know, all their 20 drafts are all right where, you know, we used to kneel down and pray.
Okay. All right. Oh,
my God. That's a visual, huh? But the food. Is the food good?
Yeah. There we go. Yeah. So what did you have, Tyler?
Well, going in there, I didn't know what to expect or what type of food they had. So after sitting in there, seeing it was more of an old style.
Kind of Irish-y.
Exactly. Yeah. Irish. Like they had a lot of beers on tap. They had a lot of mixing beers. So I went with the boiled dinner.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know.
Corned beef?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, it was different.
I am like shocked.
Yeah, it wasn't bad.
Yeah. But I have had, I haven't had it, but I had a bite like off of my mother's or something of the shepherd's pie.
Yeah, but a good thing to remember is if you just want to try it, you can get a side of it for only $3.
Oh.
So that's like a really good idea if, let's say, you just want to try it but don't want a whole entire, you know, shepherd's pie.
Well, I like that because it's probably smaller, too. I mean, I usually don't eat
the whole thing. Well, even that $2.99 side, it was pretty big.
I bet it was.
Yeah, it was pretty big.
So for people that haven't been to Holy Grail, like you said, there's two locations now. There's the original location in Epping, and they have a brand new one in Laconia. So for listeners that haven't been there, what other types of items do they have on the menu?
Yeah, so we have a menu right
here. Well, I know they have fish and chips, and a lot of people, like, looking around the restaurant ordered that. But they also had really good beef stew in a bread bowl. That's actually what I got with the shepherd's pie.
Mm,
and the bread bowl was so good. It came on this huge plate.
You got both of those?
Of course.
Yeah, well, $3.99 meal and a $4.99 meal, Mom.
but listeners, you don't see Allie unless you're here at the Beacon Building. I mean, she is this teeny, tiny little thing. Tiny little thing.
It was really good, though.
Yum.
A lot of beef in it. I recommend it.
There's something, especially this time of year, there's something about a nice stew in a bread bowl.
It's fall.
It's not good for your hips, but tastes great.
Yeah, she was just going to get a bowl of soup, and I was like, oh, just get the bread bowl. You always end up eating half a loaf of bread while we wait for our food anyways.
True, so good point.
Especially at the Copper Door.
Oh, yeah.
The monkey bread there. So good.
Honestly. That has to be my favorite place for
When I'm hungry and she's not, she's like, why don't we go to Copper Door? And I was like, but you won't eat. She's like, oh, I'll eat the monkey bread. I'll be fine. Every time.
That's funny.
Every time.
So did you go anywhere else?
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to one of Allie's
favorites, chow pasta, which we talked a little bit about last time we were on, but it's honestly my favorite because of the way that they style, like, ordering your meal, because you choose your pasta, and then you choose your sauce, and then you choose any add-ons that you'd like. So I always get the spinach and garlic tortellini.
Yum.
Which is so good. Freshly made right there, all fresh ingredients. It's to die for. And then I get a garlic wine sauce on top of it. It is so good.
I don't know chow pasta. Where is
it? It's in Northfield, New Hampshire.
Okay.
So it's right off of exit 17, like heading to Franklin.
All right.
Oh, okay.
So
really good. Nice time of year going for a drive and try a different restaurant.
Especially with the foliage. It's right off the highway. Mm-hmm. And it's very good.
Nice.
Really good Caesar salad.
It makes your pasta experience a blast. I never know what kind to get. And then the menu, they have about 8, 9, 10 different type of pastas. And they have picture of the pasta, too, so you know what you're ordering. You know what the bow tie pasta looks like, what tortellini, you know, what everything looks like and what you can order.
And they make it all fresh. That's really good.
And you can tell it's fresh.
I'm not a big pasta person. Not that I don't like it, but I always feel too full when I eat pasta for some reason. You know, I'm just not a big pasta person, I guess. You know,
well, when I was younger, I was a pasta person because I wasn't very adventurous with my meal choices. So anytime we would go out to eat, and we just always get some type of pasta, you know, tortellini or spaghetti or lasagna. So I almost always got pasta. But as I've gotten older, I never get pasta when we go out to eat now. I always prefer something different. Or I like to try new things, whereas before I always got the same. I would always get like an Alfredo sauce, always. So it was safe for me, and now I'm just a different person, so I never order pasta. But it sounds like something fun, especially to take the kids, too. They get to, they love pasta. Jeez. So they're
a nice ride on a Sunday with the family and go check out some
I'm writing it down right now. That's where we're going.
Yeah, it's a really nice restaurant also because the people who own it run it. Like, you see the whole entire family, their kids, the mother, the father, you know, their friends are all there as the waitresses. And it's very nice just to see that camaraderie, open style.
Very nice.
Grapes everywhere.
Grapes. The garlic wine sauce sounds really good.
It is really good.
That dip you always ask for extra of. It's like some tomato dip.
Oh, yes. They start with homemade, fresh, like Italian sort of type bread, but very big and fluffy and amazing, the first crust that I'll actually eat. But then they have a tomato and olive oil and basil spread, but
it's like a salsa.
Whole tomato, like a salsa. Yeah, salsa. Ooh. Except not salsa.
Right.
It's really good.
Like a cross maybe between like a sauce and a salsa maybe with some oil in it.
Yes, exactly.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
Like really
a thick
good.
Dipping oil.
Yeah.
Yes.
There
but
we
with
go.
Like chunks of tomatoes, like real fresh tomatoes.
That's nice.
Very nice. So the four of us, Allie and Tyler and Daryl and I are going to be going on a cruise together in November.
Mm-hmm. That should be fun.
Yeah.
You won't see them, Carol.
I know. I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried.
You
at
won't
all.
Be together.
Yeah.
You'll be on the same ship.
Yeah, we will.
It should be very exciting.
We'll talk about what kind of food we have in Cozumel and Belize.
I know. We're going to Cozumel and Belize.
I'm very jealous because Belize is on the top of my list of places I would like to
Daryl
go to.
Too. Daryl too. He's really excited about
I'll
going
sneak
there.
Sneak in your luggage, okay?
Yeah, sure.
He'll fit in Allie. She has plenty of it.
Allie, being Miss America's Outstanding Teen, has this beautiful, what's my favorite color?
Yellow?
Pink.
Oh, I should have known that. I see yellow.
Pink luggage. You should see her luggage. Oh, my.
They gave it to me the next day after I won, and they said, everywhere you go, you're going to travel with it. And it is honestly really cute, but also really helpful because it's one of those like hard luggage. Mm-hmm. So you put half in one side and it zips and then you pack the other side. And I pack so much more now with this luggage than before with my duffel bag.
There is a weight limit, you know.
I know. And I'm always right on the dot or like a pound over. Well, and then I end up unpacking my suitcase at the airport.
Me too.
I pay for it. I always Daryl's listening.
Not me. I take out my curling iron and put it in my bag.
Same. It's always the curlers or the straightener or a pair of shoes. You just throw it in your carry-on.
Yep. Problem solved.
Oh, man. I always exceed it.
Mom,
horrible.
You just freak out. You're like, I'm not opening it.
I'm not. I refuse to open it. Like, forget it.
You got to weigh it at home.
We did do that the last time. We did do it the last time, and we were okay. So we'll probably do that now. So, you know, but anyway.
Well, I can't wait to hear about all the food in different places. So take lots of notes for us, please.
It will be fun.
Sure. Should be really fun. Well, we're going to go on a short break. You are listening to Food for Thought. We have my son Tyler and his girlfriend Allie Nault in with their dining segment. And maybe when we come back, we can talk a little bit about what you ate at NASCAR this weekend. And maybe we can get J-Dog into the... into the conversation as well. So stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol. Joining me is Tracy Gregoire, and we are in studio with my son Tyler and his girlfriend Allie Nault, Miss America's Outstanding Teen. And let's, J-Dog, you were at NASCAR on Sunday. So what did you, were you there as a spectator, or were you working or volunteering somehow? Was the Pulse there? What's the scoop?
Spectator.
Okay. All right. So did you indulge in any food at NASCAR?
As you know, I'm on my processed sugar-free diet, and that ends the day of the wedding. I'm going to my best friend's wedding in Maine on Saturday, October 24th. So I basically had, it's boring, here we go, grapes and water.
Oh, nice.
A whole day? J-Dog.
What kind of grapes? What color? J-Dog.
Green grapes.
Green grapes, there we go.
Oh, my.
All day long?
I didn't eat all day long, certainly, but I had, you know, two little... packages of grapes and two bottles of water. So there you go. So
you're making me hungry just thinking about that.
Oh my!
Yep.
And did we find a date yet for the wedding?
You mean someone to take me, somebody to go with, or no?
Yeah,
date. No.
Wait, whoa! I thought we talked about this a few little while ago, and I thought you were working on a date. No.
No, didn't happen. So. It's all by myself, as usual. So.
No,
I'll be all right.
You'll have more fun that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, you probably will have more fun. It's true. You can do what you want, you know? Yeah.
I can eat as much cake as I want now on that day, because that's when the sugar-free diet goes.
So there you go. So you can celebrate that day.
Yep.
Awesome. Very good. So, Allie and Tyler, what did you guys, was there anything different? I mean, honestly, I've never been to NASCAR.
Well.
Really? Yeah, it's.
Never.
You know, I guess if you don't like NASCAR, you don't. See a point. It's cool to people watch.
I bet it is. Yeah. I mean, going
There's
through
so many
people's
different
pocketbooks,
walks of life.
I would have liked that.
That was cool. You know what I noticed a lot
That's
is
better than had, people watching.
They had a lot of those root beer beers. A lot of people.
Oh, not like, your father's
because you
yes
see
beer.
What they because you have to make sure they have no glass bottles. So every single what are those called coolers that come through? You check and make sure they have no glass bottles. One out of five, like one out of two people, it felt like were bringing just those root beer things. Like that's all I saw.
What did you do? Things. Did you confiscate them?
No, they were cans.
Were bottles?
They were.
No.
Oh yeah, if they're glass bottles, yeah.
What do you do with them?
You know, you make the joke. You're like, oh, too bad you guys don't have glass bottles. I'm thirsty.
So that's what you do with them. He keeps them.
Yeah, you gotta throw them out, or
really?
Yeah, or apparently, like, what they usually do, they'll be like, okay, we'll be right back then. And they'll go and drink them, and then they'll come back in. And,
oh, okay. You know. All right. Okay. Not like when you're at the airport. They do take them, and you don't see them again.
You don't see them.
They're gone. Bye-bye. Yep. Bye-bye.
But yeah, it was cool.
So you were in the owner's suite on Sunday.
Yes, I was.
Did they have anything special?
Oh,
anything?
They had lobster rolls, which were really good. They had roast beef, turkey, ham, like everything imaginable. It's a corn dogs, lobster bisque, New England clam chowder, some really nice spinach salad with some cheese and some fruit on top. And then they had a Caesar salad. And then they had this huge dessert tray of chocolate cake pudding.
Oh, my. That sounds like a little bit different than the offerings that were for everybody else, the hamburgers.
Yeah, it was really good. So... yes.
Very nice. And before we let you guys go, let's just chat a tiny bit about what is happening Saturday night.
Oh, Allie's big night, huh?
It is going to be Allie's big night. Allie Nault is, as you all know, Miss America's Outstanding Teen. And there's a gala for her Saturday night. It's at the Radisson. And we have a table of eight. So I'm so excited. I'm really, really excited.
I'm excited, too. Yeah. I have no idea what's planned, so don't ask me about it.
Well, that's nice.
They keep telling me, oh, we have stuff surprise, like planned in store for you or whatever, whatever.
Does that make you nervous?
A little bit nervous, but hey, you know, they always do a great job with our ball, our annual ball that raises money for the Miss New Hampshire organization. So they've planned so many of those. I feel like they'll do a great job with this event also.
So it's a gala. You get to get all dressed up.
And yes. So my dress came in yesterday, and I'm having my fitting for it after this today. So
nice.
Very excited. It's black and white.
Yep.
Sherry Hill.
Allie and I, the other day, we went to George's, and I bought a suit coat. Nice slim fit suit coat Allie requested with a skinny black tie.
Do they have to alter it at all?
Yeah, I picked it up on the 1st of October.
Okay, all right. Just make sure that you
No, I just told him my size and put it in a bag and took it home.
Funny.
Well, you know. I love the mother suggestions just to make sure you
know he's 21 now, so I can't. He doesn't really
Even on air, she gets me.
Yep, I noticed that.
So, anyway.
Well, have a great time.
Thank you.
We can't wait to hear all about that as well.
Yes, it should be very fun. That should be very fun. I'm looking forward to it. We have Fran and her boyfriend Bruce is going to be joining us at the table. I'm very excited about that. My mother is going, Tyler's grandma, with her friend Lorraine Savageau. And Michelle and Brian are going.
Good.
And they're very excited,
very
too.
Nice.
So, it should be very fun. Very proud of our little
Thank
alley.
You. I appreciate it.
Yes, very exciting. All right. Well, thank you guys very much.
Thank
that was
you
fun
very much
chatting
for
about
us.
Your
dining adventures. And next time we will talk about the gala. And
about
good.
Her whatever kind of food they have there. We don't even know.
She doesn't know. I know.
You're
kind of hoping for a potato bar.
Well, of course.
A pasta bar. Those are so cool, though. They really are. I'm sure they're going to have that for you. They got to. Now I'm thinking about it, and I want it. All right. You are listening to Food for Thought, and we are going to go on a short break. And when we come back, we will be joined with Make-A-Wish New Hampshire. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Hi, and welcome back to Food for Thought with Carol. This is Tracy Gregoire, and with me is Carol, obviously, and we want to let you know who our show is brought to you by. It's obviously brought to you by the Red Arrow Diners in Manchester, Milford, and now open with drive-thru in Londonderry at theredarrowdiner.com. Integrity Health Coaching Solutions, Bedford and Londonderry, and now in North Conway, which is for men and women. IntegrityFit.com, your coaching solutions company. And also Ipswich Clam Bake, which has a totally new makeover. It's awesome. If you haven't been in there, check it out. 791 2nd Street in Manchester. IpswichClambake.com for fresh local seafood and catering. And I know there's some more, but we'll get to those later. Let's welcome our guests.
All right. Let's welcome in place of Julie. She was so funny last week. She says, is it okay if I don't come next week? And I'm going to send in Holly and Nikki.
So, well, we're happy to be here.
Yeah.
Her go-to B team.
No, you guys, everybody always does a great job. And we always love hearing about Make-A-Wish and what you guys are doing upstairs. And, you know, I say this all the time. I'm sure everybody gets so sick and tired of hearing me say it, but I always just think of you guys with little wands in your hands.
I know. Totally fine. Speaking of which, we heard you already are privy to the knowledge of our Halloween party that we're having with the whole building. So many people have come forward with an interest. So you are free to dress with a wand in hand if you want.
Do you have costumes in mind yet?
Yeah. We thought
maybe.
I don't know.
We definitely encourage
Come with your wand and be an honorary wish maker.
Yeah. I definitely want to be there because I'd love to see the kids. And, you know, we'll be giving out some candy, of course, at the Red Arrow Diner's corporate office here at the Beacon Building. So you know. But why don't you give a little details about that and the date? And,
sure.
And all.
So it's Thursday, October 29th from 3 to 4:30 at 814 Elm Street in the Beacon Building. And we have many offices within the Beacon Building that are going to be participating as far as providing candy or apples or things for our trick-or-treaters to come with. But we invite it. It's open to anyone that wants to come in because we love showing off the amazing building that we're in. But our Wish families are coming dressed up and the Wish siblings are coming. And some of our coworkers are going to be bringing their family in. And we're encouraging the people in the building to bring any kids they have in just so that we can all kind of share in the holiday and see lots of cute costumes.
I think it's a great idea. And you know, my brother, you know, like you said, does such a good job with the building. I mean, the building is just beautiful. And you know, I think that all of the you know, the offices that are in here, they, you know, everybody just gets along and they're just there. You can tell they're all happy to be here too, and everybody, you know, it's a
great atmosphere.
It is.
Absolutely.
It
and they've really is. Jumped on board. They're like, count us in. We'll be there. Absolutely. So I'm hoping to see all of their costumes, too. I'm pretty excited.
And I think some of our Wish families have never been to this building before or haven't seen our office before. So this is a chance for them to come in and see where we're housed. And we also in our office have stars throughout our office that represent each year that we've granted wishes. And so this will be a chance for each wish child to come in and see where their star is on the wall in our office. Nice. So that'll be exciting too.
So we have a wall of wishes, and we'll be unveiling our 2015 star for all of the 84 wishes that we brought to life in our fiscal year that ended August 31st. So that'll be our opportunity to show it off and let kids that just had their wishes granted come in and everyone else come in to find their star along the wall.
Nice.
So, yeah.
I didn't know that was up there.
Yeah. You'll have to come check it out October 29th.
Well, you know what? Why don't we just segue right into your tours that you do?
Absolutely.
You know, listeners out there that have never been up there and maybe, you know, maybe interested in helping out some way with Make-A-Wish, they can come and do a tour.
Absolutely. So they can reach out to us and find more about our tours at nh.wish.org, and they can ask for myself or Holly or any of us can share. But our next Wish tour is October 7th, and I believe that one's at 4 p.m., but we can absolutely, all of the information's on our website. And basically we share our mission. We share wish stories straight from our volunteers and our wish children. But we also share our goals and our needs, because the wish experience is so much more than just something nice to do for our kids. It's necessary. And we've heard from a lot of our families and through the health impact study and the wish impact study that it gives them something to look forward to, and it gives them that strength to keep fighting, and it gives them hope for a better tomorrow. So,
any special wishes that have been happening this week?
No,
I always love hearing this part.
I wouldn't say this week. We've just started our new fiscal year, and so we're excited to push those wishes out. But I do have a couple wishes in mind that we didn't get to talk to with you about, and they happened this past summer. And so we had one 8-year-old boy named Elian who wanted to go visit the Dominican.
What was his name?
Elian.
Elian. Oh, I like that.
And he wanted to go visit the Dominican Republic with his family. He and his family are originally from the Dominican Republic, and since he was diagnosed about 5 years ago with his kidney disease, he and his family have not been able to travel back home to the Dominican to visit their family. And so his one true heartfelt wish was to go back home and see his aunts and uncles and cousins. And so that was a really very special wish for him and his family. And like Nikki was saying, it wasn't just something nice that we did to grant this wish for him. It was necessary. And so now he's back here continuing to go through his treatments, and we're hopeful that wish has given him the strength to continue fighting his illness.
Exactly. My goodness.
Yeah,
so that was not just a wish for him and his immediate family. That was his whole extended family got to be a part of that.
Right.
Absolutely. It kind of brings them all together, but it brings the community together. And I know that for the send-off Southwest at the airport, they get together and send it off. So it's definitely something that anybody that's involved, they kind of just, it's like that pebble hitting the water, like anybody that's touched by
it.
Absolutely. They feel it. And that's something that we're really pushing at our wish tours and that we're striving towards with every wish, is that it's so much more than the wish. Like, it's that wish experience, but then it just keeps on giving, and they keep staying involved. They keep connected. They remain in the Make-A-Wish family, but that it helps them fight what it is that they're fighting, so that we're that turning point for them.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. And you know what we also, you know, I said, you know, for those of you tuning in, we are talking with Make-A-Wish, New Hampshire, right upstairs here in the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street. And we're here with Holly and Nikki. And just in case some of the listeners don't know, but the Holly that we're talking about is Holly Blanchard, of course, Miss New Hampshire. So, I think that we need to just chat a little bit about that.
My other role.
Your other role. Your other, yes,
I
important role.
I wear many
role.
Hats, and the crown is one of them.
I like that.
You know, how is it wearing that crown? I mean, is it difficult to put on?
It's probably really crazy not too question. Difficult.
Everybody wants to know,
and
though.
And everybody asks, right? How does it stay on? How do you balance
right,
it?
But that's
I do have some straps in there that I just clip it to my head. But it's a...
Bobby pins.
Yeah, you know, you just stick it right to the head.
Girl's best friend.
Wearing the Miss New Hampshire crown gives me so many opportunities to speak with people in the public about the organization. And I found that whenever I go places, people are asking me what I'm doing. And so I have the opportunity to talk about Make-A-Wish as well. And actually, just this past weekend, we had our 10th annual Make-A-Wish boat cruise, where we invited a lot of our families to come attend. And some of the families that I have gotten to know since I started working here in February also know about my role as Miss New Hampshire. So they were funny, and they were asking me about my Miss America experience and how that went. But
did you bring the crown?
I did. I had it with me, but for me, I really wanted to be on Make-A-Wish on the boat cruise as a Make-A-Wish employee, and so that the people I hadn't met understood and got to know me as a Make-A-Wish employee. And if they asked me about it, because some of the families, like I said, do know that I also hold the role as Miss New Hampshire, if they asked about it, I was more than happy to share my experience with them and talk about it. But, you know, I try as best I can to keep the two somewhat separate. Certainly there are times when they go hand in hand, mm-hmm. but especially where I'm working closely with these families, I want them to understand that I am just as deeply passionate about this organization as my coworkers are, and that I wasn't just there as Miss New Hampshire, but it's certainly, I'm so proud to be Miss New Hampshire, and I have so many opportunities to be out in the public and speaking about the things I'm involved with.
And doesn't Make-A-Wish have something to do too with your platform?
It does a bit. And my platform specifically for Miss New Hampshire is called Charity from the Heart, Giving Time to Make a Difference. And it's been all about encouraging young people to get involved with community service. And it's a platform that I've held for about 11 years. So when I knew of the job opening at Make-A-Wish, it was at the time for the director of volunteer programs. And I thought what better way for me to get involved and become an employee working with something that I have been passionate about my whole life. And so through the interview process, I ended up receiving the job as director of youth programs. And so I get to work with young people all the time who want to give back and get involved, and it's specifically for Make-A-Wish. And so it is so inspiring to work with students between the ages of elementary all the way up through college who want to get involved and give back, because most of the time these students are going to school, the kids that we're granting wishes for are still going to school, and their mm-hmm. peers are asking how can they get involved and how can they help their classmate who's going through this awful, awful illness. And so it's really neat.
So
to
you
see
work with the schools then?
Yes, okay. I do. And it's very exciting to see the ideas that they have come up with and that they do come up with to raise money and help us grant wishes for kids who are facing these life-threatening illnesses.
So do you go in like during a certain class and you chat with the class, and is that how it works?
Yes. And it, you know, sometimes we have had longstanding relationships with quite a few schools. And so now that I'm here in this position, they've reached out to me and said, oh, can you come in and speak with our students and let them know about wishes that are taking place so that I can inspire them and give them, you know, some motivation for, and let them know why they are doing their projects and their fundraising. To personalize it for them makes it so much more meaningful for them as well. Last week, I just had the opportunity to speak at Conval Regional High School with a group of students who want to have a fundraiser. And the reason they came up with that fundraiser is because one of the girls in the class had a cousin who had a wish granted. And so she said, this is a great opportunity for us to get involved. And they are so excited to be helping us out. And their goal is to eventually have it come to a point where they can say that they've adopted a wish. We have students reach out and ask about that, and we tell them that in order to adopt a wish, that would be raising about $10,000.
Oh, wow.
Because that is the average cost of a wish that we grant. And so sometimes we have students, like last year we had a student named Olivia who was a senior in high school, and Nikki worked very closely with her, and it was her senior project to adopt a wish.
I was just thinking that. You know, my son went to Bedford High, and they have this mm-hmm. major senior project.
Yep, so Nikki got to know her very well.
Yeah, it was I remember when she came through the office, she came into a wish tour. That was how we kind of got her in to share more about Make-A-Wish. And we invite this to every student and every person in the community that wants to get involved. We always start with a wish tour just so that they learn more about us. And Olivia came in and I had like a conversation with her afterwards. And she was like, well, I've decided I want to adopt a wish. I want to make a difference and I want to adopt a wish and completely pay for a wish. And this is a 17-year-old talking to me. And I was like, crazy. Okay, well, that's $10,000, expecting her to be like, oh, okay, maybe, maybe half of a wish or something. And she's like, all right, sounds good. I can do it. And I was like blown away by that response. And it was inspiring for us as staff because it's like, you need that every once in a while. Yeah. You need that person to remind us, like, you're not fighting this alone. Like, there are people out in the community that want to help make a difference. And hey, sometimes it comes in the form of a 17-year-old. And so she created her story and her message and emailed it out to people, emailed it out to her friends, her family, her parents, friends and family. And she ended up raising about $12,000.
That's incredible.
And then she helped with the wish send off. She got to meet the wish child. She took her out for ice cream. She helped at a holiday party. She was a photographer. She orchestrated her very own send off at the airport. I mean, she went above and beyond by far what was expected.
She better have gotten an A on
it. Oh, she did. It was a pass or fail. Passed. And she was so worried she wasn't going to pass.
She passed with flying colors.
Absolutely. And so it's people like that we obviously would love to have that opportunity because, again, it's inspiring for us. It's inspiring for these wish kids to hear that kids just like them want to help them.
Right.
So, it's an incredible opportunity that Holly has to be able to do both hand in hand.
Because it's not only just about the wish kid. It is right. about, you know, a lot
their
of people
friends,
connected
their siblings,
with that
everyone.
Child.
Because these kids see them going through school. They see them losing their hair. They see them struggling. They see them maybe having something that they can't eat. That whatever their ailment might be, their classmates see it. And so the Kids for Wish Kids program kind of allows them to help in a way. And it's a nationally recognized program that's been created just for kids. And so it's an incredible opportunity we have because we know that there are so many young little philanthropists out there that want to make a difference, and we are blown away by their support. So,
and it's been really exciting for us this, you know, the start of this new school year, because another high school student at Bedford High has reached out to us and explaining that and expressing that she wants to do her senior project to support Make-A-Wish, and she wants to adopt a wish as well because her friend or fellow peer Olivia did the same thing. So Olivia's left a legacy at Bedford, and we're hopeful that this will continue year after year and that we will inspire students to continue being a part of sharing in our mission.
So she made more of an impact than just that year for that wish. She's made a change that will affect the future as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely, and I actually saw her teacher or her advisor at a Porsche event that was put on to benefit Make-A-Wish this summer in Stratum, and she was just talking about how she had a student that adopted a wish, and I was like, you must be talking about Olivia. And the teacher just starts crying. She's like, wasn't it incredible? She told me how she got to work with you and all the things that she got to do, and she's like, how inspiring is that? And so she touched so many people, and she emailed us and let us know that she's going to school at High Point University, and she let us know that many people there still believe that we only grant wishes to children who are terminal. And she's like, don't worry, Nikki, I'm educating everyone that it's life-threatening, that so many kids grow up to live happy, productive lives, and that the wish experience truly creates that new beginning for them. She's like, I'm telling everybody I see. And she's studying nonprofit management. Like, she's a go-getter, but she has left such a legacy, even on our office, because for all of us to watch this young girl do that, we're like, all right.
If she can do it.
Yeah, right. And like, clearly we're getting our message out there, but there's so many more doors that are out there that we can open, so...
Just incredible.
That's really inspiring.
The youth are very inspiring.
They are. Absolutely. They really are. They surprise you. You know, they really, really do. So, Holly, you know what? I mean, being Miss New Hampshire, you must be like crazy busy. Not only working a full.
It's like I have two full-time jobs, but I love them both so much, so I can sleep after this year is over.
Sleep faster, Holly.
Yes, sleep fast. Exactly. So you definitely stay very busy. I come here. 9 to 5 during the week, and then sometimes I'll make appearances in the late afternoon or late evening or early in the morning before I come in here. Last week I had done some sort of radio interview at 8 a.m. before I went off to Comval and did a presentation there. So it's like I take off one hat and put on the other.
She sleeps with both hats on.
But I love it. I mean, being Miss New Hampshire has been a dream of mine since I was a little girl, and it's 1 year of my life, so it's going by far too quickly. But
and just having that experience, you know, being in Atlantic City and, you know, just going through those 2 weeks, you'll never forget that.
I really won't. I felt like I was there for a month, and I, at the same time, it felt like it went by so quickly. But it was the weirdest and strangest thing for me was coming back to the office 2 days after I got back and realizing that September was already half over. And now we're almost into October. So it's
Going by so fast.
And I think for us,
Christmas shopping.
3 months till Christmas is like the other day. I posted that on my Facebook page. Better start now. I think the part for us in the office that was awesome. I mean, obviously it's nice to have Miss New Hampshire on your team and in your family, but I think it was cool to kind of, obviously Holly doesn't have a life-threatening medical condition, but I think it was cool for us to kind of watch Holly's wish come true, and very inspiring for us to see too. So
and it helps to bring awareness. It helps to bring awareness definitely to make a wish. Mm-hmm.
Very nice. Well, thank you.
Thank
girls.
You, ladies.
Thank you
I always
so much.
Love hearing the stories and love hearing what happens when you bing your wand and all that. I just love it.
We're going to have to get you a wand for Halloween.
You're going to be a wish granter. That's it.
Up next, listeners, is Kale and Company. You are listening to The Pulse 107.7, and we'll see everybody tomorrow. Bye.